JavaScript is an interesting and a much simpler technology than Java, which is only superficially related to Java. It was originally called LiveScript and was being developed by Netscape when Java came out. They modified the design to make it as compatible as possible with Java. You can view JavaScript as a version of Java focused on one problem only, manipulating client-side web documents, processing forms, and doing very simple client-side computations. You can use JavaScript to replace CGI scripts and get actually far better performance on some important applications. Many people don't seem to realize that and build non-viable websites for that reason. JavaScript, unlike Java, is fully interpreted. That means that you have to compile it to produce either applets or true native compiled code. In JavaScript, you actually send from the server to the client the original actual ASCII text defining the program, and then that JavaScript is interpreted by the client. It is, again, effectively only does user interfaces because it's got a whole set of objects defined by the system which are only aimed at essentially manipulating Netscape clients. In fact, you can, when we do Java, you'll come across something called the Abstract Windowing Toolkit and the Layout Manager, and you will see that JavaScript is essentially equivalent to that capability in Java. But rather than accessing the Java runtime library, it accesses something which is actually a little more powerful at the moment, Netscape's browser capabilities. So effectively, JavaScript is the version of Java for manipulating Netscape windows and frames and documents as opposed to the Javas. You wouldn't use JavaScript to build complex filters, although the language would in principle support it, because it would be far too slow to do that.